Good morning, people. This is your girl Chanel from New Orleans. Check me out at my Instagram. Renee is my alias, RenEeizMyAlias. I am actually en route this morning, and I just wanted to have a conversation while I'm taking this drive. So you're going to hear noise. You're going to hear my keys hitting. I'm in my vehicle. Ride with me this morning. So this morning I woke up and I'm having a bit of a bad mental day. You know, I have been depressed before, like severely depressed. And, you know, the whole conversation that I had on my other podcast, and I was talking about relationships and how I have a friend or whatever. All honesty, I want a relationship. I want to be wanted. What is wrong? You know, nothing is wrong with that, right? My last relationship was pretty good. And we spent a lot of time together. But this fool believed in polygamy, and so therefore I ended it. But when I ended it, I guess I didn't realize how it was going to affect me, because he was always there. I always had someone to talk to laugh with. You know, of course, when he wasn't working. You know, and I don't have that anymore. You know, I wake up in my bed, which is a queen size bed that used to have another person laying next to me, and now it's empty, and it's been empty since September. And at one point it was like, I'm glad it's done. I'm glad it's over. I don't have to deal with that foolishness. I don't necessarily want him back. I do want someone, and I just kind of don't feel like I'm in the right. I don't know if I put myself in motion to get it. Like, I just, it's so hard dealing with men. I swear, I just, it's so hard. But on the flip side of that, I want a relationship. I don't want to be alone. You know, I used to say, I'm not lonely, I'm alone. There's a difference, and it is a difference. But now I think I'm shifting from being alone to being lonely. And I definitely don't want to become that, because I don't want to make decisions based upon how I'm feeling in that moment. I don't want a moment decision. I want something that can carry out beyond that moment. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at this morning. Mentally, you know, I want to cry. I want to crawl in my bed, get underneath the covers, and just stay there. But that's not possible. I have to fight it because, excuse me, I have to go to work. I have to go make my money or whatever. I have to get out and do things. I have to clean. I have to cook. I still have to go exercise. I have to, you know, I can't stop my life just because I'm starting to feel lonely. But how do you counteract that? Like, what do you do in this case? Like, how do you get past it? Because, like I said, like, I think I could drop tears quick. Like, as I think about the tears, they want to form, you know? And it's like, well, people, what's wrong? You woke up. God bless you to see you. You know, God bless you to see another day, and that's true. But, and I'm, you know, sincerely appreciative. But that doesn't stop the thoughts that's going through my head. You know, my thoughts is, you know, go. You know, it's trying to move into a dark place. It's trying to get me to shut down and to isolate myself. And I don't want to do that because I've done it so many times. You guys are going to have to forgive me. When I tell you my mental is playing with me this morning. But hopefully this podcast can be an avenue to where I can just talk and, you know, release. Anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful morning. The sun looked like it's gonna come out today, because it's just been nasty here $1,000 at least in the past few days. And I think, and like my mood has been matching the weather. So by it being bright and a clear sky and the sun's coming up, it looks like it's going to be a very beautiful day. I really hope that's the case, so that I could possibly have a good day if my mood is matching the weather. Yeah, so guys, I just like these mental breakdowns sometimes just be, it be a bit much. I don't know. I used to do drugs a while back, well, about 8 years ago. And my drug of choice at that time was cocaine. And that's a rich man's high. But for whatever, for however reason, I used to do it. I used to snort it. I don't do needles. The only type of needles I do is when I get my tattoos. And guess what? I am like acting like a big baby when I'm doing that. But yeah, I used to snort it. And I did it a lot there because, you know, I didn't realize I was having a mental issue. You know, especially in the black community, they don't really very much talk about mental illness or mental health. Because I don't feel like I have an illness. I just, you know, everybody have mental issues at some point in your life. I think mine's kicked in when I started doing drugs. Well, I started doing drugs because of my mental health issue. Always feeling alone. Never having anyone there to speak my mind to or to say, you know. I don't have anybody there to say, just to ask me, how are you doing today? Did you have a good day? You know, but people look at me as the strong person. And I am a strong person. But just because I'm strong don't mean I don't have weak moments. And not to have somebody there who can, inquire about me. That it's, you know, it just hurts your feelings. It really does. It just really hurts your feelings. But, you know, this is me just being completely transparent. Whew. I'm trying to get past it, guys. You guys gotta forgive me this morning. Again, I don't even know if this is something somebody do on a podcast or whatever, but to hell with it. If I'm gonna talk to y'all, y'all gonna get all of me. You're gonna see me in these moments. You're gonna see me when I'm extremely excited. You might see me when I'm frustrated. But the probably reason, you probably won't see me frustrated because you can't use explicit language when you're on the podcast and stuff. You know, got rules to follow. Understood. I'm probably gonna break every rule if I'm frustrated. So you probably are not gonna see me or hear from me, I should say, when I'm frustrated. But this is just me being completely transparent. I don't have any reason to lie or fake or anything. But I do suffer with a little mental health issue, you know, as everybody, everywhere, we're all like a step away from just wanting to click out on people, you know? But, so yeah, that's my issue. I always refer to whoever's gonna come. I make a lot of bae posts on some of my social media, and I'm like, bae, where you at? Like, so I'm just going to start saying, bae, where you at? You know, I need you. I need you to check up on me. You know, I'm not okay this morning. I'm not. But I'm going to push through because that's what I'm supposed to do, right? Whew. So, yes, I have made it to the other side of the river. I actually stay on the west bank of New Orleans, and I work in the city, and I just made it to the city. And I have to change the subject because if I continue to talk about it, I'm not going to do nothing but sit here and continue to drop tears. And that's crazy to me because it's like, I guess I didn't realize how affected I was. I just want love. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with wanting someone to love you? You know, again, I've always been a strong person. I've always been the one people lean on. They call me for advice. This, that. But I've never had that in return. Ever. So how do I fix that? I want to lean on the person who I want to share my everything with. What do you do? What do you do when you don't have that? You have moments like this. Christ. Whew. All right, guys. I'm so much better. I'm so much better. Let's see. I'll give you guys about good 10 to 15 minutes of me just dropping tears and sounding ugly. Forgive me, guys. But again, and I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to always say it. I'm going to be completely transparent on this podcast. I have no reason to lie. I have no reason to do anything but be me. Oh, and yeah, so about doing the drugs. Yes, I used to do drugs. I do not do drugs anymore. I have been 7 years clean. In fact, cocaine is not even my drug of choice. If I had to pick up my poison, it's going to be marijuana. I don't like to drink. Yeah, but I'll smoke a blunt or a joint or hit a bong or a bowl or whatever or however you serve yours. Yes, quick, baby, quick. Exotic and all. Don't play with me. But no, yeah, so I'm clean. I'm clean. I don't do that anymore. What made me stop doing drugs is when the Christmas came and I snorted up all my money and I had to, like, go borrow money to get my daughter some Christmas stuff. The only good thing about that at the time is that she was young, so she didn't realize that. She's older now and she knows. I tell my daughter that I used to do drugs or whatever. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Blah, blah, blah. It can damage your body. You know, I woke up, I had a mini of nosebleeds and stuff like that, and it's just nasty. So, but marijuana, and I'm not gonna promote that to her, but baby, let marijuana get legalized in New Orleans, and watch my next business venture gonna be a dispensary. I promise. But no, yeah. So I'm clean. I'm clean. Like, if I had to take a drug test right now, would I pass? Hell no. What's in my system? THC, duh. But yeah. So, but other than that, I'm good, guys. It's just one of those mental things, and it's something that I'm going to be dealing with, I guess, until I get banged. Because, I mean, you know, you go to the doctor, I talked to my doctor before, and when I went to the doctor, girl, I am just running my mouth, and I passed up my entire term. Yes. Oh, crap. No, I did not. Jesus. What I was saying is that, what do you do? Like, I guess I have to wait and see. You go to the doctor. I went to the doctor. You know, I just burst out in tears one time. And she's like, you're depressed. And she's like, she wanted to give me medicine. I am trying to live a clean and healthy life. I have done two programs that I found on Facebook. Which is, I used to detox, which was the green smoothie detox. I would have to get her name. I did that, and it works. It works. When you drink smoothies for 10 days and stuff like that, it works. It's not something I knew I couldn't continue. I did it 3 times, And honestly, I always made it to day 8. Why did I make it to day 8 and not day 10? Because I'm just like, I'm so goddamn close and I done lost all these inches. I want food. And I'll go eat. So, of course, I didn't complete the 10. Now, what I do is the RI-28 challenge. And it worked. The exercises are extreme. Difficult. And they're extremely difficult because when you just start out, the more you do anything, the easier it gets. So, I did beginner for what, 2 months, 2-3 months, and I am doing intermediate. I started the videos last night. Oh God, that one video and the exercises, I was like, what in the world is this? I'm trying to lose weight. I'm not trying to become Superman, but I mean, that's how I felt. I know what it is to, you got to put in the work in order to achieve what you want. I'm good with that. I'm complaining, but that's all I'm doing is complaining. It's nothing else more than that. So I am eating clean. I am being healthy about myself, about my body. I'm trying to, no cold drinks. I'm staying away from the sugars, no bad carbs, stuff like that. I do not want to take medicine. I had an issue. I had to take a medicine. And I didn't take the medicine. Like, my mother used to fuss at me all the time. Why are you not taking your medicine? I don't want to take my medicine because I don't know what that chemical is. Come to find out a few months later, that freaking medicine, it was a voluntary recall because it was possibly causing cancer. You know what? I'll just go ahead and just work out and sweat. I'm not doing medicine, period. So me trying to get medicine for my mental issues is not an option. I have to work it out. I have to just not let it fully consume me. Alright, so you guys, I love talking to you guys. I do. Even though this is like a third conversation. I really appreciate talking to you guys. I look forward to share more and more moments. Forgive me. I know this is probably not the normal podcast, but I'm not a normal person, guys. You're going to learn that eventually. You guys have a great day, and just be blessed. Bye.